Hi, this is The Dark Tangent. The speech you're about to listen to was originally recorded back at DEF CON 1 in 1992 at the Sands Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Now, the Sands has since been blown up to make room for something new, but the speeches live on. All rights are reserved except for educational uses only. If you'd like more information about DEF CON, please contact us at dt@defcon.org or visit our website at www.defcon.org. Now, get ready to sit back and listen to a great speech, and I hope to see you at a future DEF CON. Woohoo!
Well, a couple of heavyweights before me. A heavyweight to tell you who's here and what's going on in the world, kind of give you a picture of what we're looking at right here in the group that we're working with. And another heavyweight telling you what the forces are that are not in this room, some of the things that are represented in places that we come to know and love and come to know and really not love. So I'm going to follow as the color man, and I'm going to tell you that there are places for you. You know who you are. You know who they are. You know who everybody else that isn't here is, to the extent that you want to. So now, what are you going to do with this energy if you've got this energy and you want to actually be something, do something constructive? I need to start out by saying something about EFF. I do not represent the EFF, and in fact, I would go so far as to say I really don't represent anybody but myself at any given time. But just to let you know, since I've been asked what's the difference between CPSR and EFF, I put up this list. It's public domain, so I figure it's fair game. The EFF is a lobbying group. They're based in Washington, D.C. They're also a membership organization, as far as I know, although I don't know what you get to do with your membership anymore. They have a team of attorneys that represent certain cutting-edge cases that are going to shape the way that the laws are going. They don't represent all hackers at large. That's as much as I know about the EFF that I'm willing to tell you now. CPSR, on the other hand, is also a membership organization. We're also a national organization. We were established in 1982, and at the time, the people that wanted to create this organization sat around a table, and they were really concerned about the war that was going on and the use of computer technology in the military. And the big debate over the table at one meeting was, what are we going to call ourselves? How about Nerds Against Nukes? That was great. How about Computer Professionals for Social Responsibility? Well, we'll be taken a little more seriously if we don't call ourselves Nerds Against Nukes. And plus, it seems to have a little bit more longevity in the name. So, CPSR, okay. We have 20 chapters across the United States. Some of our chapters are in California. Palo Alto has a real active chapter. Berkeley has a very active chapter. Los Angeles, Cambridge, Washington, D.C., Chicago, New Orleans are some of the more interesting places. We do a lot of our work by members, by the people that actually feel like doing something. We have a lot of resources. We've been around for the 11 years now that it's caused us to collect a bunch of resources, both electronic and printed. Press releases, testimonies before Congress, and in hearings of various types. We've done a number of presentations. We've done conferences and local meetings. We have special interest groups of all different kinds, including civil liberties. And we file a lot of FOIA requests with the government because we really want to know what's going on. One of our strong points is that we're really established to address the social impact of computer use. So get a clue, guys. Social impact of computer use, that has to do with what you're doing. Now, one of the things that we do is we do papers, like white papers and position papers, to say, what's the use of things going on? Well, there's a lot of things going on. Some of you have a clue what's going on, and you might like to share your information with us. That would help us to be more informed. So what I wanted to do is tell you that there's a huge array of things, and for those of you that don't have a life yet, I'm going to give you some options. There's a lot going on in the world, and there's a lot of places to plug your energy in. There are, in various states, there are bills that are going through Congress and in various governmental agencies. For instance, in California, there's one called AB 1624. And what that does is it's introduced by someone to say everything that's going on in California in the California legislature should be public domain. Well, it sort of is now, but you have to call up your representative, provided you know who he or she is and you know the phone number and how to get a hold of them. And you can ask for the information by whatever information source you have, and then they send it to you by mail, kind of slow. Should be a little quicker. We're supposed to be an informed citizenry, so how do we do that? Well, we should be able to get this information online, and we should be able to get it in a timely way. little slow, so there's people in the California legislature that think this is a great idea. Unfortunately, not everybody does, and in fact, there's one person in California that thought this was a lousy idea, because anybody that would want to vote for AB 1624 is probably the people that voted down an earlier thing giving the Congress a raise. So then we should be punished, and we shouldn't have AB 1624. Okay, Congress needs a clue, too. So we need to inform Congress. We need to make sure that things like this get passed, and we need to occasionally write a letter to our congresspeople when we hear about bills in our state that say, I'm interested in this bill. You know, I'm a hacker, or I'm with a group, or I'm nobody at large, but I'm interested in getting timely information. If any of these activities that I describe interest you, I can give you connections to who's actually doing the work that is of this kind. There's databases of really interesting actions, articles, and summaries that we have. We don't do profiling, but we know a lot of people that do profiling, and we have access to information that has been public domain in the past, and we have a pretty cool listserv site, or Waze or Gopher. It's all anonymous. I suggest you all log into cpsr.org and see what's there, see if there's anything that's amusing to you. Also, there's systems that are in the government, like the EDGAR system. Has anyone heard of the EDGAR system? Okay, well, it's a lot of information that we've already paid for in our tax dollars. And basically, we don't have access to it. It's a privately held and privately distributed thing. You can get it on MagTape for thousands and thousands of dollars. It's of limited value and limited format. But it's all information that would be really helpful to us if we actually had it and could see what's in there. So there are actions right now saying CPSR has offered our listserv site to be an anonymous place to get this information. Well, it's another government slowdown at this point. But, you know, here we are trying to make the information available. There are a lot of efforts to build community-based nets. There's a ton of people around. In fact, there's some really active and fairly high-profile mailing lists that talk about people that are putting together efforts to put free nets in different communities or libraries or laundromats or all the different places. Well, that's interesting, but they have technical needs, too. You know, they need to make a secure system that's freely accessible by the citizenry at large. And plus, they probably want to know what the community wants to put on that thing. What would be useful? You know, like if all the stores had sales, do you want to have that information on there? If there's a local car shop, would it be helpful for that guy to hold like some kind of a discussion group to talk about what's going on in their shop, or, you know, what kind of things are likely to go wrong? What kind of things in your community would you like your community to know about? What are you doing that you want your community to know about? And to what extent do you actually work in your local community as opposed to the virtual one? Also, there's different meetings that are going on locally, and you can organize a meeting as well as I can. I organize meetings all the time. All you have to do is get on the phone. You know, you practice a little. Jeff did it. I did it. So you talk to people. You find a site. Usually, your computer user groups are pretty good at this. They have space. You can have a little meeting in there, and you say, this is what I want to have a meeting on. Let's do a ToasterNet meeting. So if we do a ToasterNet meeting, who are we going to invite? Well, anybody that knows anything. We've got a local group called The Little Garden, and they're trying to be a service provider in Northern California. And they're doing some pretty innovative things, and they're also fighting a lot of really big forces that are already the service providers in their area. So, well, they're probably going to want to connect to a bunch of people that are like these small community networks. So let's make a meeting and put them all together. I make my meetings based on things I don't know. So if there's something I don't know, like this kind of a conference is a perfect example, I make a meeting and I invite a bunch of people, and they come and tell me all about it. And I go away happy, and then plus there's a ton of people that were doing related work that would probably benefit by knowing who else is doing the work. Like some of you are phone freaks and some of you are system freaks. Okay, put them together. So there's a lot of different kinds of ways that you can get access to this information, that were, you know, the database information. You do a meeting, you have proceedings and that kind of stuff. Okay, there's efforts to build a secure future. There's a mailing list called Cypherpunks. And in our thing, there's the Cypherpunk Manifesto. Actually, I don't see one up here, but I saw that it's in there, that in the little DEF CON programs. There are people that want to make a secure future. That's a really important thing, both for business and also for people just in general and at large. So some of you guys know a little about security. If you don't know about the Cypherpunks, you might be interested to know. If you want to know more about security, you might like to know about the Cypherpunks. If you want to talk about the practical aspects of using PGP as a security mode, you probably might like to know about Cypherpunks. There's a lot of meetings arranged to share information and network individuals, like this ToasterNet meeting, and also in Austin, EFF does one called CyberDog. That's like you put all the people together, both people that know stuff and people that don't, and you have all the people that know stuff talk about whatever they know, and a lot of people learn because of it. Great idea. There's efforts to do review. This is one of our really strong points. We do review and critical analysis on current technologies. Okay, here's a question. Anybody heard of Clipper? The Clipper chip? Okay, well, we did a white paper on the Clipper chip, and we thought that it was, you know, it's probably a great idea at some level, but it's got a lot of practical problems. Well, there's some point at which we're going to need to learn what the practical problems are, like how secure really is it? Well, who are we going to ask? You guys might volunteer the information. That would be really helpful. Would help us with our white papers to review any of the critical technologies that are coming out, especially ones that we know are going to impact our future. So it'd be really good, could be cool to hear from you. And in fact, here's a stack of my business cards. And anybody that thinks they have something to add to the current controversies and technologies, has anything to say, send me a line and I'll find a place to put that information, because everything is helpful. You know, you share information, it's going to go someplace. That's the way we change the laws, is we start sharing information, we develop a policy about it or a white paper or some opinions about it. We share the opinion, we do debate, and then the laws change, idealistically. And also there's a ton of historical documentation like CD-ROM. We're making a CD-ROM to do freedom and privacy related stuff. So there's a lot of conferences going on. Some of you may be interested in multimedia kinds of things. Okay, well, there's people doing multimedia, and they're going to do a CD-ROM that's going to say a lot of this information, and then we'll have some other cool piece of artwork out. CPSR has a strength in being able to offer this critical analysis in changing technology in meetings such as the impact on civil liberties. We're not just limited to civil liberties. EFF is pretty much limited to civil liberties. We have a much wider scope. We do things like the Computers Freedom and Privacy Conference. This was the third year in March that this happened. We do Freedom, Privacy, and Technology Special Interest Group in Berkeley. We did that for a long time and had some pretty notable speakers come in and talk about things like, if you're a bulletin board owner, what's important for you to do? Well, you better have a notice on your bulletin board that says some kind of policy, because if you don't have a policy, you're going to get called on it. You know, somebody's going to say, well, it doesn't say I can't post GIF files on there that's in excess of 2.5 gigs. Well, you know, outside of the practical matters, there's probably something wrong with that if you didn't say something about it, then there's going to be somebody's going to, like, bend the rules. Sort of the nature of hacking is, if there's no rules, make them. You know, find somebody that's do something that's going to cause somebody to make them. Also, we talk a little about impacts of physical and mental health on people, like repetitive motion. You know, a lot of you guys haven't had it happen to you yet, but, you know, you sit in front of your terminals for a really long time, and after years go by, you start to develop problems, like with your wrists or with your eyes. A lot of people in here wearing glasses. Hey, it doesn't get any better than this, huh? Also, radiation from the monitors, is that really a problem? Is it significant? You know, why are Swiss standards happening? Why aren't we doing anything about Swiss standards? So there's workplace issues and workplace monitoring. Let me just say something about workplace monitoring. In the airline industry, for instance, there are many management people that monitor the people that do your airline reservations. They monitor keystrokes per minute. They monitor phone calls per minute. They monitor dollars per minute. They monitor how many bathroom breaks, the length of their bathroom breaks, and if they're taking excessive bathroom breaks, why they're taking excessive bathroom breaks. Okay, well, you know, if you were in the situation where somebody was monitoring you that heavily, airline industry is only one of many where people are being monitored to such an extent that they don't have free lives. They're automatons, or, you know, they can think of themselves in other terms. Well, is this within your rights as a manager to do this? Kind of murky in the laws at the moment. Is this within your rights as a worker to have to put up with this? Do you have to put up with this? Kind of a, you know, it's a good debate right now. So we're people that are talking about things like workplace issues. And in fact, we have a really cool newsletter that's online called CPU that we're heading up towards thousands of users at this point of people that are interested in workplace issues that have been affected by people that want to limit the amount of freedom you have in your jobs, or it can be interpreted otherwise too. So really, CPSR is information advocates, but we have to depend on other people. We have an attorney we have FOIA experts, and we have people that are good at doing meetings, and we have people that are doing all these kinds of different things and have these different interests. But ultimately, it comes down to, if I want to hold a meeting and I can't find an expert, kind of useless. So I'm looking for experts. You know, I'm looking for experts and people that know things about things that I don't know, which is a pretty wide open field, since all I know is how to do meetings and how to do a little about media graphics. So there's a really keen place. You know, Ray was saying you got to make a place for yourself in the world. It's sort of, in a sense, you need to find to change the laws. You need to take an active place in the world to make sure it's the kind of place you want it to be. You know, it's early. There's a huge paradigm shift right now going on in the world. We're becoming a different place than we could have ever imagined and than we'll ever imagine now. Hacking is going to be different in 10 years than it is now. Systems are going to be different. You know, the interfaces are going to be different. The whole thing right now that we're going through is we're looking at computers as a way to get information, but we're going to take a step past that. At some point, we're going to go direct to the information and bypass the computers. I mean, the computers are just going to be a tool, much as a screwdriver is. We don't think in terms of how to use the screwdriver to put the screw in to hold the piece of wood. We just think we're going to put this piece of wood together, you know, or we're going to put this box together, or we're going to put this tool together, and it's going to do something for us. We don't worry about how to use the computer to get the information. We're going to go direct to the information. So part of my thing is I'm going direct to the information now, and I'm saying, help me out. We've got white papers. We're interested. You know, we think that there's some pretty obscure things going on in the world. We think there's some completely crummy things going on in the world, and we think there's some really cool things. We don't know everything. We need help sometime. And we wanna like educate people, and we wanna have them educate us. So just to sum up real quickly, there's a ton of life out there. There's a lot of interesting things. There's people that are doing interesting things. If you get pissed off about something, there's probably somebody else that's getting pissed off about the same thing and probably also wants to do something about it. And if you put people together, it just seems like naturally something's gonna come out of it. You don't have to do anything in isolation, except for your own exploration. Once you find something, though, you know, share it with somebody. And there's places like Ray System and like CPSR are great places to put information out so you can teach other people that you won't even have to talk to. WACE, Gopher, Veronica, Listserv, CPSR is the site that is one site where you can access a lot of the information that's out there. And if it's not addressing your needs, fucking let somebody know. And if you have any other questions about the kinds of things that CPSR is interested in or does, it's pretty much open. I'm a loose cannon in CPSR because anything that I say goes. You know, I'm co-chair of the Berkeley chapter. Why? I said I would. So then I said I'd do some meetings, and they thought, cool. And then I found some people that would do the meetings with me, and they said, far out. So then the Washington office decides they're going to do FOIA requests. Hey! So, you know, it's open. It's an open palette. You can pretty much color your own future the way you want to do it, and that's appropriate. So if you sit back in your house, you know, fuck you. If you share information with us, it's empowering. It's a powerful thing, and you can be a part of the future to the extent you want to be. And so do it. Be a part of the future. You know, contact people, do things, be friends, and do more meetings like this. That's it. All right.